What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Racy Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show. So today, guys, I want to speak to you about the new movie that came out for Godzilla and King Kong. I have to say, I did enjoy that movie a lot. And it's probably going to be one of my favorites for this year. I told you last week about the movie called Imaginary. I did not really like that movie, but it was like okay. I was like in the middle, to be honest. But like this one, the Godzilla and King Kong movie, it was a good one. What is the title? What is the proper title for this movie? Okay, there you go. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. This was a great movie. Most of the movie, it followed King Kong and Godzilla. But mostly, like, the main character for this movie was actually King Kong, to be honest. There really wasn't anybody else that was a main protagonist. And, like, I like the scenes that they actually show of him with the little King Kong, with the little monkey. They show, like, they had, like, some type of bond, like, in the beginning of the film. When he was started to get to know, like, the place where he was, he noticed that the monkey, he tried to trick him to believe that he was on his side. At first, he really wasn't, because he was trying to get rid of him. He was an intruder, supposedly. And, like, you can actually see King Kong's face when he saw others just like him. He was very surprised, to be honest, because he hasn't seen others just like him before. I don't think he didn't see many of his, like, kind when he was in Skull Island. But now that he was on that place, in that, like, universe, or wherever it is, now he was able to see how all of these apes, they have lived on this sort of space for a very long time, to be honest. And he was able to figure out who was the main villain. There was this red ape that was controlling some Godzilla look-alike monster. He had, like, some crystal or something that was controlling the Godzilla-like monster. And that monster, the white one, he was pretty tough as well. Just as tough as Godzilla was in the movie that him and Godzilla fought each other. It was the last one that I think that one came out in back in 2021. I remember seeing it on HBO Max, when HBO Max used to call himself HBO Max, but now they just only go for Max. But anyways, I saw that movie, and the fight only lasted like for 5 minutes, to be honest. And I do believe that there wasn't that much action on that one, but this one, it was packed with a lot of action, and it was worth watching in the movie theaters. During that time, back in 2021, I did not get to see it in theaters, the Godzilla vs. Kong movie, because yes, I was too nervous about the pandemic and stuff. So that's when, now when this one came out, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, that's when I was able to go see it. I was actually going to wait for it to come to Max, but my brother, he insisted. He was the one that wanted to go see it. And boy, oh boy, we made a great choice of going to go see the movie. It was a great one. It was a good movie. I did enjoy it, and I'm probably going to have to give it a 7.5 out of 10. It could be a solid 8, but like, most of the storyline, it didn't really matter to me. Just mostly just how King Kong reacted to the other apes, how he and Godzilla got along. You didn't really pay attention. Well, for this movie, to be honest, I think the story didn't really matter as much. Like, for these type of movies, if you mostly just care about the action, if you're really entertained, this is not really like a narrative type of story. But somewhat it is, in a way. But like for this one, I was mostly just looking for the action. And the action was great. I did enjoy it all the way through. Like the part where they were actually taking his tooth out, and now he got a new tooth as well. He got his arm injured as well. He got a new mechanical thing that was able to help him fight the ape that was controlling the other ones, and also the white Godzilla as well. And speaking of that white Godzilla, Godzilla himself, dude, he's just very strong, isn't he? All that radiation that he took inside his body, dude, he's a very powerful monster. No wonder why King Kong couldn't beat him in the very first movie. Which actually is not the second movie. It was the movie back then that came out like a few years back. No wonder why King Kong couldn't beat him, because Godzilla is just way too strong, and he has that radiation power. That's why he was so overpowered, and that's why he was struggling against him the whole time. But for this movie, they teamed up, and finally, they were able to team up and take down the ape and the rest of the apes as well. Even the Godzilla one, the white one as well. Like I said, that one was being controlled. The only thing they had to do is to get rid of that crystal thing, so he won't be controlled anymore. But it was awesome how Godzilla actually froze that red ape. Then Godzilla, he just did his thing, just smashed him to bits. Damn, that was a badass scene, dude. This was a very enjoyable movie. I do recommend you to not just only see it with your boyfriend or girlfriend, your friend, but go see it with your whole family. This is a family movie that you should go see. It's not rated R, it's PG-13, so go see it, man. This is a badass movie that you should enjoy in the movie theaters. It's a good one. Definitely a great one. I'll probably rewatch it again once it's out on Max. And maybe even watch it again in movie theaters, to be honest. Well, we will see. Even my cousin, he asked me today, he just asked me if I wanted to go see the movie Godzilla vs. Kong, the newest one. I told him, sorry, man, I went to go see it with my brother. We saw it last week. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh well, it's a great movie, dude. Did enjoy it. And now, I want to speak to you about Canelo versus the world. Yeah. Lots of people really wanted him to fight David Benavidez, but it's definitely not going to happen right now. It's definitely not going to happen on Cinco de Mayo weekend. He's going to fight this kid. He's a kid, man. He's going to fight this kid named Jaime Munguia. I think he's like a year younger than me. Probably about the same age. Jaime Munguia is an undefeated guy. 43-0, I believe. Canelo has lost twice. He has also tied twice. But he is an undisputed champ. This is going to be a very difficult fight for Jaime Munguia. I really have no idea, man, if he can handle Canelo's power. Because this guy, He's mostly a complete fighter, dude. He's a very complete fighter. He punches very good. He dodges most of his opponent's attacks. He knows how to move well. And all of this occurred because he was just that great when he fought Mayweather. If he did not lose to Mayweather, and if he might have beaten Mayweather, he probably would have been the same way, like all the time. The head movement, that's the thing that actually made the huge difference in his fights. That's what makes Canelo so great. He just got better after that fight. His head movement increased, his punches, his accuracy in punches, they just got him more better. They were just that great. And the only other person that could have beat him was Dimitri Bivol. But I think the only reason why he beat him might have been just the weight class. It might have been just a weight class. And I'm sure he did took Dimitri Bivol very serious. And I don't know, maybe did he outbox him? Do you believe that he outboxed Canelo? Dimitri Bivol? I saw that he was getting a lot of good shots against Canelo. But yeah, that was the thing. That was his main issue for Canelo. I think he should have changed his diet for that fight. Like I did hear, he wasn't eating any meat. And that's why he had like trouble going up against him. I think he was like being a vegetarian at the time. And he was just eating plants. That's kind of was the thing that messed him up in a way. But yeah, we're getting Jaime Munguia versus Canelo Alvarez on Cinco de Mayo weekend. Hopefully it's a good one, man. Hopefully it's just not a one-sided fight. For this fight, I gotta say Canelo Alvarez is going to win. Maybe not from a KO, but it could be by decision. I'll be surprised if he gets a KO from Jaime Munguia. But like his athleticism in his youth, that's what I believe is going to help this guy, Jaime Munguia. If it doesn't, then that's really going to suck for him, man. He's going to get his first loss, and he's going to lose his undefeated record against one of the best in the world right now, the undisputed champ, Canelo Alvarez. So we will see, man. We will see how it will actually turn out for Jaime Munguia. Let's see if he gets him a great fight that he will remember. Canelo Alvarez is going to win. And now, guys, it is WrestleMania weekend. For you, the WrestleMania has already passed. But for me, it's barely Saturday. I am excited to find out, to see who is going to be champ. Who is going to win this champion. Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes is going to happen on night two. For the first main event on night one, it's going to be Roman Reigns, The Rock versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. So we will see who is going to win from that. But to be honest, I feel like it should be the Bloodline. They should win that one. So for the second night, it could be Bloodline Rules, which means that anything can go. They can use tables, they can use ladders against each other. And it's just going to make the fight more entertaining. So that's why I believe that the Bloodline should win the first night. And for the second night, hopefully, man, hopefully Cody Rhodes beats Roman Reigns. This is it, man. This is his final shot. If he doesn't beat him, then Roman Reigns remains as the guy of the WWE. He's going to go for his fifth year as the guy who has the champion. And nobody might be able to beat him for some time until somebody else comes in. So we will see, man. Hopefully it's a great fight. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the other fights as well. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. That's another one I wanted to see. Hopefully Rhea Ripley retains that title. We will see, man. I'm excited. So yeah, guys, that is it for this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you guys made it this far, make sure to follow this podcast on wherever social media or wherever platform you are listening to this podcast. If you are listening to it on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, make sure to follow it, and also recommend this podcast to a friend or neighbor that actually likes listening to stuff about combat sports and even horror stuff and pop culture things. Maybe they will enjoy this podcast as much as you do as well. And yeah, guys, that is it. Again, thank you and take care. Bye.